You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Oh, that's stupid.
That's just as stupid as anything I ever heard of.
Well, that was stupid.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
It's just stupid, all right?
Innovative, getting hypey. Stupid, dumb, and hypey.
You blistering idiot!
I'm so stupid.
Don't you bother me, brains!
Dumb as a bag of Mississippi mud.
That's the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard of in all my life.
Moron! 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 Moron!
Dumbasses of this day. Where do you start? Let's see. This one here, I don't know if I have missed this or if it is just making the national news wires. The two folks that won the lottery from Munford, Lisa and John Robinson, who made the rounds of all the TV shows, and they're just good old country folk, and they won them a bunch of money. They're enjoying their newfound wealth, it says here. They both, as I recalled, they wanted to keep on working and weren't going to become all high and mighty and all that stuff. Well, some guy in Pennsylvania named Jonathan Lee Riches, has filed a lawsuit against them claiming that he is owed half of the money. Mr. Riches, who is also known as Jihadist Shits.
With a Z.
Yeah, with a Z, filed his handwritten lawsuit from prison, which always looks good, claiming that he corresponded with the couple's daughter regularly and that he sent the woman $20 from his prison cell, from his account, so that her parents could buy lottery tickets. What kind of moron thinks anybody is going to buy into this? First of all, your name is not Jonathan Lee Riches. Your name is Jihadist Shits, which is bad enough in itself. And then you write a lawsuit handwritten from prison telling them that you gave them $20 and you're owed half the dough. Good luck with this one.
In Oxford, Massachusetts, it turns out they have Home Depots up there too, and John Miller was walking back from one to the parking lot, saw this car with the lights flashing, the hazards going, and a goat inside.
Well, how come?
Well, he did what anyone would do and pulled out his phone and started recording it for social media.
That's what everybody
didn't contact anyone about this. It turns out that the goat is owned by one Ashley Robertson, who had just bought it because I guess she lives somewhere in the rural part of Massachusetts, and was taking it home and stopped by the Home Depot to get some stuff. She didn't think the goat would climb into the front seat because of its size, but it did. Turned on the hazard lights, also drank an old cup of soda. I don't know if it ate the can or not, and it defecated on the seat. So she was having a really good day with this goat in her car. She says she's amused and a little embarrassed about the goat's internet fame.
Yeah.
I think about Tommy Boy and the deer that gets in the back seat and just destroys the car.
Goats in cars.
In College Station, Texas, a police officer found a vehicle on the train tracks, and the driver was still inside without any clothes on.
Naked.
The police said the driver attempted to start the car with a pair of scissors.
How'd that go?
Well, it didn't work because you can't run with scissors nor start cars with scissors.
Yeah, good point.
And so he then, when he saw the officer, that's when he picked up the scissors. Didn't work, so he ran away. And an ambulance arrived, and he kept running. And the police chased him, wrestled him to the ground, got him into custody. Remember, the guy's naked the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He tried to assault the arresting officer before he was put in the handcuffs. He was taken to county jail with or without clothes. It does not tell me here.
Mm.
And they found a half-empty bottle of Everclear.
Well, he's drinking that stuff? Ugh. Nice. That's like doing acid, man. He's just crazy. Gotta have one from Florida. This lady, not really a lady, Davina Renee Cutchall, apparently was not having a very good meal at the Ocean Buffet in Gainesville, Florida. One would reach that conclusion, it says here, based upon her stream of profanity that she kept cussing and hollering, sitting there with her young son. So somebody in the restaurant asked her to stop talking like that in front of their patrons, and especially her son. Her reaction was not to say, I'm sorry. Her reaction was to threaten to stab the woman who was talking to her with a fork. So
okay.
That was her move. A man intervened in their argument. She poured soda on his face. Then the woman who had begun the conversation about watching her mouth, threw a plastic thing of ketchup on Davina before she bailed and left the restaurant. Police found her at, it says that she was ketchup stained, and they found her at a bus stop where she was arrested for assault and for having a filthy mouth. And
did she used to work here?
I don't know. She might have, or maybe she still could. After we're blown out, they'll just bring her in here. And this guy, they always tell you every year, you know, if you're paying the IRS, don't write ugly things on the check and don't send in a bag of pennies and just don't be a tool because you're asking for trouble. They don't find that amusing. New Yorker Enrique Santiago, I guess he ain't from around here, he's facing federal charges for telling the IRS to go blank itself. Last May, he got a notice from the IRS that that came to his place in his name. It was sent to his nephew, who has the same name as he does. The IRS was telling him that this guy owed them $3,000 in unpaid taxes. The nephew had moved out a month earlier after he had a fight with Uncle Enrique. So Enrique, in lieu of doing something professional and saying that this isn't me, I'm sorry, he wrote back with a message that said, I do not live at this address anymore, so go F yourself. He also stuffed the envelope with a harmless white powder. But of course, the insinuation was that it was either some good blow for the agents or it was poison, anthrax. So the police came to his house and he was charged with threatening communication, false information, and hoax, and being a tool. So there are some. That's enough. I don't want to encourage people to do stupid things.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com. You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
The Fitbit craze goes on. There are various kinds, and some folks wear them. I guess they track how many steps you take in the day. They track your heart rate.
And there's some that will track the food that you eat and the caloric intake. A friend of mine got one over Christmas, and his wife says he's lost about 15 pounds in the past.
Just watching what he's eating?
Yeah.
How does it know what you eat and how many calories
you have? You have to tell it what you eat. It doesn't automatically detect that you're having a cheeseburger or some celery.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't have time to eat, let alone stick the data in something.
Yeah. I guess with our schedule and our habits, it's really weird. I mean, we, you know, nibble here all morning on various things. I got nuts and a smoothie and what else? More nuts and a tangerine and crap like that. And then somebody brought us some
Hardee's.
Thanks, y'all. Anyway, your Fitbit, whatever that your purpose for having it on is, this is a look into what it may be doing to you. These fitness devices that track, like Wes just said, your calories and maybe how many steps you take and so on. And they found that these things are spying on you. All of them except for the Apple Watch transmit a unique Bluetooth ID thing, allowing them to be tracked. I don't know who's tracking them. They also found that apps for these devices that are used to gather your workout data leaked your login credentials, and they can be hacked. That means that your password and workout data could be stolen, along with details about when and where you work out. Who cares? Why is this a news story? What do you gain from hacking somebody's Fitbit?
I don't know.
See how many steps they walked? Who cares?
Some people just get their kicks, I guess, doing
by
that.
Hacking stuff and just being a jerk.
Yeah, just being a jerk. And I guess it's a story also because people don't like to be tracked generally without knowing it.
No.
But how do
you're
not know?
You're being tracked.
All the time.
By a Fitbit.
Yeah. But, I mean, how can you not know if you have a Fitbit? Because doesn't those things have some kind of thing where you can get a report on where you walked through the
I don't know, but it can track how many steps you have. It's tracking you.
Yeah.
It says in the description.
Anybody with a phone is being tracked. There's a GPS thing in your phone that can find out that knows where you are. And if you're lost or get kidnapped or something, I guess they can find you in somebody's car trunk because your cell phone will, you know, say he's here and on Highway 41 and in somebody's trunk.
You're supposed to hit like 10,000 steps a day, and there was a Sunday where my brother hit like 24,000 steps before noon.
What did he do?
That's what he was like, God, I've been really hitting it hard. I mean, and he averages a lot each day, but he couldn't
at
figure
work
out.
Or,
yeah, and or just around, yeah, at work and around the house, but he was just working in the yard on that Sunday morning and couldn't figure out how he hit it so high. And then a few weeks later, he realized he was killing weeds. So when he was pumping the tank that you put on your back,
yeah,
it was counting those as steps. So by noon, he had walked around the earth once.
Well, I would bet that in the summertime, when you're outside all the time, your steps really increase. Just going from, you know, back to forth to your front yard, your backyard, to the street. So that probably is where you really get the most of those steps in. But on a treadmill, I don't know how many. I wonder how many you walk, how many steps you do if you walk a mile. I should count that someday and just see.
Yeah, I'd like one to know just how much I walk just around the office.
Yeah.
Does it cause people to get up out of their desk and go walk around the office so they can hit their...
It might if you're motivated like that.
But that's not motivated for the company. It's no motivation for them to let you have a
Fitbit.
But
that means that you're walking from office to bitch at different people.
Right.
You walk here to bitch, next one, okay, you dumbass.
Instead of doing it in an email, I guess.
Right. It's much more effective. Just get it, you know, face on and get it done with. All this email crap is overrated. You're not getting anything accomplished. Go find the person and smack them around and make your point.
And then go back to your desk and...
apologize via email.
Yes, but just you need proof that you did it. You need the old paper trail, as they say.
Yeah. What else did I mark to... This one here was kind of depressing. We just discussed all the malls. All the shopping, all the fancy cars and soccer moms out spending daddy's money and all this stuff. A new survey by Forbes magazine reveals, and they should know, half of people in this country, 50%, have less than $1,000 to their name. How can that be?
Half?
Half the people in this country, of which there are 312 million, Not all of them are adults with jobs, but half the people have less than $1,000 to their name. One in four people have less than $100 to their name.
So there's
this helps you understand what Bernie Sanders is trying to say.
Yeah. So they're working, but they're working paycheck to paycheck.
They got
jobs.
No money.
They got the rent covered. By the time they cover the rent, some food.
That's it.
And some basics. That's it.
That's it.
They've got 10.
I mean, I had, before I turned 16, I had $6,500 in the bank because my car cost $6,400. It was 2 months after I turned 16, and I went and bought my own car.
And some people,
how did I get that?
Some people, because your parents taught you right.
Or I guess because I didn't really have rent or anything to pay.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Some folks get it early and some don't ever get it. But that's a frightening number.
It is.
And that's why people like, you know, Bernie Sanders, bless his heart, is trying to explain to people that the game is rigged. You ain't got a shot. It's the rich and then everybody else. And there's about 80 of them and there's the rest of us out there.
They're the minority.
Less than a grand to their name. That's really, really frightening.
Now, I'm guessing that means that's what they've got in cash.
In savings or something.
Yeah, but basically fluid money. Not if you added up all of the stuff that they had, the furniture and clothing and what it would... Full value would be.
Obviously, yeah.
Cash.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter and email the show all on the new website, drakeinthemorning.com. Drake, Danny, Wes, and Sid. Mornings on 98.1 The Max. We play great music, talk to interesting people, and give away free stuff. Radio perfection. This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max. Yeah!
Parmesan cheese. You probably have it in your spice cabinet. That cheese you're buying may not contain any Parmesan cheese at all.
You mean the stuff in the can?
The stuff in the little round green
round
thing.
Yeah.
The FDA tested Parmesan cheese made by several companies and found that they did not have any cheese in them whatsoever.
What?
How can we believe in anything anymore?
Just because it says cheese on the label.
Just because it says cheese don't mean it's in there, dog. Lower quality substitutes like Swiss, white cheddar, and cellulose filler made from wood pulp.
Great.
Protein.
Right on your spaghetti. This prompted testing of other brands, which came back with similar results. Everything you know is wrong. So
that is scary.
It's frightening.
And what does the FDA do?
Not a gosh damn thing. There's the FDA and there's the USDA. And they are different entities entirely that don't work together. And between them, they accomplish crap like this, which is nothing. And we're eating wood pulp, and it ain't cheese.
Woodland Trees got a whole new outlet.
It's just ridiculous. Today, you ought to grab a copy of the national newspaper. It's a dollar. It's in color and stuff. It's at newsstands all around town. USA Today, the money section today, has a piece on page 6B about drug prices that will just blow your mind. There are some tips here to cut your costs. Half the world is taking a statin drug. Crestor, Lipitor, women, men of all ages have been this is, I guess it's still the most prescribed thing in the world for your cholesterol. And I got mine filled yesterday. And I have insurance that's very expensive, and I have to meet a certain thing before I get the reduced price. 30 pills yesterday with a coupon was $159.20.
Sheesh.
Gosh.
Now, without insurance, it's $250 for 30 pills that allegedly will keep you from having a stroke or heart attack and dying.
Allegedly.
So this thing has tips to cut your costs, and you ought to look at it because this is one of the biggest screw jobs in the history of the financial world. And someone needs to get a hold of this by the neck and do something. But it is just, it's an embarrassment how we're being raped by these people. And no one does anything about it.
It's $5.30 a pill. And that's about street price, yeah. I would think.
Well,
for something that'll give you a buzz, not a statin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There exactly. You go. There's your point. My point exactly. That's not going to do anything that's fun, and it's still that high.
But you know that 90 Xanax, 0.5 milligram, just to help you sleep, they're $5. $5.
God.
But this stuff was it was like $159 or something for 30 pills. That's with insurance. So we are getting reamed by these people, and no one does anything about it. It's really, really frustrating.
What can you do about it? I'm asking.
I don't know.
Is
not,
there an answer
to that? Not take the pills. You just quit and die.
But I mean,
suppose.
Can the government do anything?
No, because they're all in it together. It's a gigantic scam that never ends.
They only do something about it if someone is so outrageous, like that one guy that testified last week.
And he got, a fine of like $4.6 million. But it wasn't even for that price gouging thing. It was something else, that smug little prick who ought to be in jail. What an unlikable little man.
Him and Kanye should go to an island by themselves.
Just to have the stones to sit there with that smug, self-important look after you have screwed over so many people that need that medication to live and be, well, and you think it's cute. Because what did he do? He
raised the price
700 times what it was. And he thinks that it's funny as he makes all this money. And he's going to, I guess, he won't go to jail. He'll pay this fine with his, pocket change and go back to doing what he's doing. Anyway, this thing here has some ideas if you're out there, and I know you are. paying out the wazoo for medications that you presumably need. But there are times I just wonder. People lived for a long time before there was any of this stuff. And you wonder sometimes who to trust and who to not trust.
Well, if you're eating the wood chip Parmesan cheese,
yep,
then you have to have the medicine.
If you're exactly right. If, I mean, if you live on this crappy food that is fast and inexpensive, well, and you die when you're 55, there are reasons for that because you're eating processed garbage. And that's why you end up taking these pills and getting cancer and dying. It isn't that simple entirely, but that's a great part of it, I think.
I agree.
We've eaten like crap for years and drank too much and smoked too much and done stupid things, and you got to balance it out with something. And if you don't, this is why all of our friends and family are dying, because they haven't taken care of themselves. So,
and is it all with the food? I always bring up the 80s, how skinny we all were, but it's very different if you look at people. If we were walking around that skinny, it just wouldn't look right.
Unhealthy.
Yeah, men don't look good that skinny. Mm-mm. And everyone was tiny.
I guess so.
But now,
because they were all full of Coke.
There's that.
That's why.
And now they cut corners on food so much just to make it faster and just it's worse for you.
And it fills generally. You up and it makes you sick.
Yeah.
And if you live on that crap, you know, on occasion, it's okay, but you've got to achieve some kind of balance.
But part of the formula of this fast food, in a lot of cases, is designed to make you want more.
Exactly, yeah. It's like doing heroin. You just can't get enough of it.
But I remember, I bring up Wes all the time, 20 years ago, how skinny he was. And now, to me, you look better than you did then, but then you looked normal.
I know what you mean.
Thank you.
I followed that.
Yeah. I don't know. We all have a different metabolic makeup, and you get older, you gain weight usually, and you either give up or you try to maintain some kind of healthy balance, or you just die. So, I guess it's
happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Have a nice day somewhere else.
This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, whatever it is. #WhoGivesA@DrakeInTheMorning.com.